part of the reason that sampling is much on my mind these days is that it's a fundamental and challenging part of the shopper measurement in stores we do at Digital Mortar. POS data is, of course, not a sample, nor is door count. But most shopper experience measurement has hardly even deserved the name of sample. VOC in stores has always been spotty. POS surveys are virtually useless as a sample. Small intercept surveys function more like ad hoc focus groups than samples, and the occasional larger scale in-store VOC effort is at best a moment in time limited sample. The idea behind electronic and video journey measurement is to transform those sad efforts into meaningful behavioral data, ideally comprehensive behavioral measurement of every shopper in the store. But that isn't always possible. In my next minute, I'll talk about some of the challenges specific technologies present in terms of sample. But the broader problem isn't the technologies. It's the fact that putting measurement equipment into stores is expensive. The IoT sensors, electronic and camera, are part of that. A lot of times, though, the actual installation of the equipment is more expensive than the equipment itself. Getting powered IoT sensors is the real problem. They need too much power for battery, and that means pulling PoE or wiring. That's expensive. It's a lot more expensive to provide fleet-wide measurement of stores than it is to, for example, roll out a tag on a website. And what that means is that it's usually too expensive to measure every store. When that's true, you may be measuring a comprehensive population at a store, but you're forced to sample your stores. And that's a sample with all sorts of implications for good measurement.